You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Race Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to do that?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
we back. Here we go. Race Wars. High in your face, bitches.
Yeah, so it's me and Sherrod.
That's
and,
right.
Caitlin, and I think Voss is coming up in a minute, Rich Voss.
That's right, Rich Voss is going to come up and talk about the new movie. Him and Bonnie, they got the new movie out, and going to come discuss it. And,
oh, it's out, finally?
I think it's out.
I don't know. Well, first of all, let's settle this business of Caitlin's naked show.
Okay, yeah, what's going on?
We told her to save for this. What's the naked show,
sure.
Caitlin?
Well, I did the naked show for the first time at the Creaky Link Cave a couple of months ago.
Creaky Link Cave?
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Tell the listeners.
Oh, it's stand-up comedy performed naked.
And whose idea was that?
That is
the... It started in Boston with Andy O'Fyshe.
It's the real Naked and Afraid, is that right?
It's, you know, emotional exhibitionism, physical exhibitionism,
okay.
All combined together. It's nice.
So does anybody pay attention to the jokes when it's titties about?
Yeah, you know, you'd be shocked at how quickly the audience acclimates to everyone being naked. Like, everyone gets over it.
I think
and,
you'd be shocked at how quickly they can hide what they're thinking.
I don't know.
It's a fucking horrible fucking idea.
It's not a terrible
idea. I mean,
idea.
Holy shit, have I heard some dumbass gimmicks.
Wait a minute. But this can work, though, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's a very supportive audience.
Oh,
it's
for the love of God.
Yeah, that's the one thing I don't like about any comedy audience.
That makes it worse
supportive.
Than all. That's the least amount of respect.
Really?
You know what the audience should be? It should be in Forrest Gump when that dumb whore Jenny's playing her naked songs and the guy's like charged the stage.
Somebody give her the harmonica.
You know, yes, remember
yeah.
Jenny?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember Jenny.
Died of AIDS because she couldn't love a retard.
That's what causes AIDS?
They love
Oh,
each
she
other.
Wanted to be with a not retarded guy.
Oh, man. So it's naked comedy.
Yeah, it's naked
and
comedy.
The show's taken off. It's a good show.
Yeah, it's been running for years in Boston. We did it here. It was really successful. So we're going to start doing it seasonally at the Creek.
Well, shit.
So, like,
give us
once every 3 months.
Give us a taste of it. When you stand up now, lose the top. And motherfucking knock, who's there?
Yeah, you've been trying to see me naked for months. Just come to the show. We all get naked together. It'll be fun.
I don't know if it's worth
it. Oh, the audience is naked?
We encourage the audience to be naked.
Do they get naked?
A lot of them do.
This is just an orgy and jokes broke out.
I'm telling you, it's so.
You know what it sounds like?
It's jokes breaking out an orgy.
When HBO does real sex,
right.
And they always go to some stupid fucking like.
It's just like that.
Hippies with one eyebrow,
yes.
Like, circle jerk, and
yes.
That's what like this is like.
It's just like that.
It's comedy, but we're naked.
It almost looks like it's shot on like old tape. Like his old tape. Like, what video?
Like,
well,
you guys
why is
just
it fuzzy?
Cut the shit. Oh my god! But listen,
very popular show in Boston. We're gonna start.
It can't
doing
be
it
any worse than Luis J. Gomez's show. He wanted me to do in this very room.
What's Gomez's show?
Lights Out Comedy.
Oh, I went to that.
Just,
it was a miserable.
It's just pitch black, and it's like, why don't you just do a fucking show?
Luis Gomez always trying to create rape scenarios.
Like
he's
I'm
just
gonna
trying
be
to rape somebody in that show.
So, darkened room with that vicious Regan.
It's incredibly disconcerting because. You cannot see. They have it pitch black, cave black in here.
Rapey.
And it's so
rapey.
Fucking hot. It's like, and you
it's
can't
like
move
yoga.
Because you don't want to like run over somebody and you're
on,
not confident.
And Lewis is on stage. It's like being in hell. Let's just sum up what it is. Separated from the light of God with only the voice of Luis J. Gomez in the darkness.
I would just love to roll a grenade in that dark room while they perform it.
God, how many stupid shows, since you live, well, you live in New York a long time, but right. How long you been in New York doing comedy, Sherrod?
About over 10 years.
Really? Not longer?
Yeah. Well, what's longer?
I'm like 15, 16 years
90
in.
Years is over 10 years, nigga.
Oh. Well, the point is, how many
what
fucking...
What am I working with here?
Well, how many horribly named shows...
Oh, a billion.
That
oh,
sound
billion.
Like fucking racehorse names have you had to be a part of?
Oh, yes. All of them, honey. All of them. I've been on some shows, I'm telling you, from... Henrietta Hudson's, the lesbian bar downtown.
Do you remember the title of the show?
I don't know. Don't bring your dicks.
Box lunch.
No
they
dicks
hate you
allowed.
Already.
Box lunch. Oh, they hate you. You come in with a dick, they booing you from
yeah,
the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to work your way to it.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know,
once you got them, you got
them. I did it in Park Slope. I did some lesbian room, and they were very, very cold. And they were like the fucking... the heavy set, you know, Native American turquoise jewelry kind of people.
Caitlin would kill in that room.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
One of the four rooms I kill in the country.
This dyke bait right here.
Oh, she is such dyke bait. They would carry her around by her tits and her vagina. Mm-hmm. Like she's their leader.
A big floppy vagina.
Yeah, you would be... you would receive the golden taco.
Pink Collar Comedy Tour played almost exclusively to book clubs all over the country. We sold out, but like...
What was it, Pink Taco?
The Pink Collar Comedy Tour.
Oh, Pink Collar. Yeah. I'm telling you, mixed up.
You're shitting on shitty shows, and that has been my bread and butter in New York. I ran the Nines. I ran the Tribeca Comedy Collective. I've done stand-up Take Your Clothes Off. I'm doing the Naked Show.
This all sounds like Simpsons jokes.
They're all just kitschy, weird, fucked up, like, let's comedy and then add a dash of some bullshit. Like, it's
all right.
Well, I love it. I don't know why I love it, but I love it.
I like alternative type of subcultured comedy rooms, but sometimes
we performed the Nines, which was stand-up comedy with a dress code, and we had a pianist that played like this weird, you know, just played along with the comics the whole time, and I made everyone dress up, so like all of the performers.
How about
were
the
in
comedians
black tie?
Just write some jokes.
Yeah,
but that's everywhere.
Save your tuxedo and just write a couple jokes.
Holy
it's a saturated market.
It's like all this dressing for this, and I guarantee you half the shit in there is like people, it's like, sounds like you're their therapist kind of comedy.
Yes, yes.
How much of that fucking shit have you listened to?
It's like, it's not a joke, but that's how my grandmother really was. It's like, where am I? Where the fuck am I?
Oh, God.
We all eventually get past that.
Well, yeah, hopefully, man.
I mean, out of all the shows, though, Kurt, the Naked Show, I think I could take a glance at that.
You know, Jay went to it. You know, to see the Naked, and yeah, the one girl that was on, I can't remember her name, but he said she did some kind of funny, she wrote all her jokes on a big scroll.
Right.
So when she went up, it like covered her while she read her jokes.
Oh, that selfish bitch.
Pussy.
What a selfish
bitch. Even she couldn't like keep it up. You know what I mean? Like it still got through and he still got a good, if Jay Oakerson's at your show, it's not art. Just, you know.
Like Adeline fucking the Naked Tits.
If Jay's at your show, trust me.
Say, Jay, what was the joke? Say one joke that anybody said there tonight. He was like, I don't know, nipples. I want to see some footage from it, Kay. Why you ain't never bring footage to the show?
Vice Magazine covered the last one.
Is it online, these shows?
No. No, we allow it with a strict no photography rule. But really? We had, yeah, the vice
so
photographer.
So the one place
when
nakedness is welcome, you don't welcome the show to it.
Well, I mean,
there wasn't somebody in there with a big sombrero.
It's something you got to be there for. Be in the room, experience the show, but it's not something that I think you can watch online and really get the experience of.
Well, this is a fair question. Sure. Has fucking ever broken out?
No, not in my experience, but
I'm not coming.
I'm sorry. That's okay.
Nobody ever grabs something that they reach around, maybe a old-fashioned, a pull-me-down.
Not even any awkward erections. You'd be shocked how difficult it is
it's
to
a
get
bunch
to stay
of hippie
in an erection on stage.
Homos in there.
You
and I don't say homo.
If you want to, but you've never been in the room, Sherrod.
Who, who's on the show?
I'm still working on the list.
Okay.
Hey.
Wait, are we talking about the Naked Show or the Pink Collar Show?
Show. We're still talking about the Naked Show. We can talk about the Pink Collar Show. I've got a show coming up.
Do you know about this, Voss?
Oh, God.
Rich Voss just walked into the building. Voss,
you
bought us lottery tickets.
You know the Naked Show?
Yes, I played your birthday.
Played my birthday?
If they're doing comedy naked.
Yes. The AKA, the open micers, anything not to write a joke show.
What the fuck? It's just like Lewis doing comedy in the dark.
We just brought that up.
It's
just fucking ridiculous. It's like, fucking, here's the deal. Do you think Pryor, Carlin, Joan Rivers, fucking Red Fox.
Right.
You want me to keep going on and
they
on?
They told
whatever,
fucking jokes. They didn't put a show together.
Whatever, say, let's do comedy naked. All right. First of all, nobody wants to see your fucking snatches and cocks. Okay? None of you, and I don't even know who it is fucking hot enough to go up there fucking naked and do fucking comedy.
All right?
I said I wanted to do, and I do it as a joke. Right. I said it's that's why I got tagged. I go, I want to do comedy without my shirt off. But not I want to be like at a rock concert. Like when I hosted Woodstock, there was like 100,000 people.
Right.
And it would have been cool like one time to walk with my shirt out. Like not like a rocker.
You could finally be the guy you wanted to be in high school.
Yeah, a rocker.
Okay.
If you ever see me fucking with any article of clothing not on my fucking body when I'm on fucking stage, fucking rape me, okay? That's it. Okay, listen, you're funny. You don't need to do that. If you do that, you're putting yourself in a position.
I think Rich might be the only person in the room who's actually seen me perform.
Yes.
I've seen you perform.
You don't know about you
Caitlin extra credit Bailey. What's that? Oh, she's going to make extra credit.
Do you know how many people are in the industry? Let's even say Comedy Central HBO going, God damn it. We need a naked comedy show. How the fuck have we not thought of that yet?
You know, I can almost see, like, cut to Montreal. The naked show is the big... like,
That's the new biggest thing.
Okay.
It was a thing in Edinburgh, but...
Of course it was in Edinburgh.
Okay. I mean, they also had those guys from Australia that do, like, art puppetry
with their penis,
with their genitals.
I know those dudes, I've met those dudes, they do puppetry with their penis. Somebody used to date one of those dudes. I was like, what? His penis is a mess. It looks like old fucking Play-Doh.
The only thing almost as bad as naked comedy is fucking Kurt smoking that fucking fake cigarette here. Like he is fucking Dick Cavett. Okay. All right. Fucking. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hold on. In 5 minutes, DeRose comes out with a new CD.
Wait, what?
Oh, DeRose. Is it?
Does DeRose have a new one?
I think he has another one. I don't know.
How many CDs does Joe DeRosa have?
He has more.
He got more CDs than he has fans.
I know. Aww. And one of them he was doing naked.
Yes.
The naked CD.
That was actually a good one.
Is that
that
a,
was
that
in a Return of the Jedi. He was that singer in Jabba's...
Chained to the fucking
Jabba. Snoodles.
Where is this horrible show? In Brooklyn?
Creek in the Cave, of course.
Well, but it's fucking so stupid. I wouldn't do it. I mean, even if I was packing, I'm not even packing. When I'm hard, it's nice. I got pictures. When it's hard, it's nice.
Okay.
I'm not
going to
do a show with a hard on.
Right.
You know, because...
You can tie on.
That's distracting.
It's distracting.
The first three rows, they don't get it in the face.
This is a true show. You want to hear a good jerk-off story that happened to me today?
Of course. What are you looking around for? Who are you...
I already told her, but... I got this thing on my arm, this Fitbit, right?
Okay. And it counts your...
It counts your steps and your calories.
Right.
But... It counts your steps by your hand movement.
Oh, money. You ran 3 miles today just jerking off.
So, 10,000, you're supposed to do 10,000 steps.
Right.
And when I got home from golf today, I was at 9,000, like 890. I was off.
Okay.
Or maybe 100, 120 steps. So, I went up to take a nap, and Bonnie was on the phone. So, I said, fuck it. So, I started jerking off. And when you get 10,000 steps, it buzzes. I'm jerking off, and all of a sudden, it started buzzing. I go 10,000 steps. Okay. Right. It was like fucking great.
That is
I wish I could have came when it buzzed.
I would have put the buzz under my ball sack. At least use the buzz.
I didn't know it really went by your hands, but that's how.
That's hilarious.
Great.
Counting steps is the most old man workout I can think of.
You know what else?
I took 10,000 steps.
I know.
I went to the grocery store, down to the pharmacy. That's 1,700 steps. Can you believe it?
You know what else works as good as this?
What?
A mirror. Okay. Oh, look at me. I am a fucking mess. Maybe I should stop eating.
Great.
No, that's what I'm just saying. No, I know I do.
You're in pretty good shape,
I must
say.
You're in great shape.
Stop giving him compliments. That's what he wants.
I'm sorry.
Don't you know he does lure me into that?
This is preceding my pitch. Are you sure you don't want to do the naked show?
I should be doing this podcast with my shirt off.
Well, yes. I realized something recently about myself.
What is that?
I have never been in shape. Ever. I'm not exaggerating. What does that feel like? I'm really curious. What does it feel like to not need a nap? Constantly.
This is a 6 minute. I'm going to tell Joe to get to it.
It's
I want to play the whole thing, but it's too much setup.
It looks too much.
He looks like a bookend.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Joe.
Horrible. Fucking, he should be in a fucking tower ringing a bell.
You know,
he does have an awful body.
He really does get ass.
Yeah,
he gets ass,
definitely.
But because I remember when he moved here, I watched him develop his DeRosa game.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, he used to be sloppy.
It was hilarious him talking to chicks on the phone. Like, when they didn't go for it, he'd be like, yeah, well, I'm going to be on TV. It was like the I'm drinking milk commercial.
Yeah, he gets mad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he gets real mad.
Yeah, and then he fucking just got better at it, dude. I'm telling you, and then you know what else he does? he buys like fucking, he orders like boots online and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he won't anything but a sit up. He'll fucking, he learned how to cook. Like, he'll have his house.
So you telling me that DeRosa used to get angry with girls on the phone and then scream future credits to them?
Yes. No.
What a dumbass.
He used to call him Joe DeRosa when he.
Okay, now, what does your boyfriend think about you doing comedy naked?
He's fine with it. He's done the show in Boston a ton. So he knows what it is.
Do you know her boyfriend?
Who's the boyfriend?
He's a tall, good-looking guy. I don't know. I don't know his
John
name.
John Ozalay. He's also a comedian.
I don't know. Yeah. John Ozalay?
John Ozalay.
No, Jono.
Jono.
This is
Jono.
Okay, Jono. Like that.
Jono and then
Jono Ozalay. Okay. Yeah.
They lay in bed at night after sex, and their conversation is, no, no one knows me more than no one knows you. Oh, yeah? Well, no one knows me way more than no one knows you.
It's true. It feels nice to date a peer.
Oh, you think you're not known? Okay. Sometimes I'll go to a family reunion, and a lot of them don't know me.
When he found out I had more Twitter followers than him, by like 50.
Oh, man.
It was a thing.
How many do you have? I don't have a lot.
1,600 something. Okay. But you don't tweet. Do you even know how to log on to Twitter?
I retweet.
I retweet.
I do the lazy man's tweeter. Yeah.
I've been
nice retweet.
I've been all over Twitter. Our movie came out last week.
Yeah, let's talk about the movie. Talk about it.
Women Aren't Funny on iTunes.
Yes, I love the title.
Yeah, unless they're naked. It came out, and you know, and you're asking your friend, you know, people that you've helped, and they help, and you're asking people, and there's people tweeting it. Like, we got a fucking tweet from. Who's the director with Amy?
You should have wrote it down.
Who's
boss.
The director? Amy's director.
Apatow.
Judd Apatow. Yeah. He tweeted it the first day. Then, like 2 days later, he said, Judd Apatow and the Apatow girls loved. They watched the movie. He goes, we loved and Chris tweeted it.
Okay.
You know, Patton Oswalt. So all these people are tweeting
Oswald.
It.
Oswald.
Oswald. Sorry. I know him so I know him well.
Didn't he shoot Kennedy?
I know the Apatow girls have better credits than all of us.
No, okay. Yeah.
It's the most brutal part.
So, you know, and I've done already 10 or 12 radio shows. So we're just on a fucking complete promotion thing, which is a fucking nightmare.
So what is it, like a documentary? Or what's
it's a comedy documentary.
Okay.
Bonnie, who should be coming up here soon.
The brains of the operation.
Yeah, pretty much she directed it. Yeah, okay. I got most of the talent, financed it. I co-star with it. And she's on a quest to find out if women are funny.
Okay.
Through, you know, our lives on the road, interviewing people.
Okay.
Based on Christopher Hitchens' article, Women Aren't Funny, that was in Vanity Fair.
Right. And, I subscribe.
And I mean, there's people, when we set out, you know, we started off, you know, our first interviews were like, I don't even want to say their names, but there were just like comics in New York that barely, you know what I mean? Just
Keith Robinson?
No, a couple females.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I don't know
Keisha
who.
Keisha Robinson?
Our first big guy was Artie Lang.
Okay. Artie's a friend of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was on okay, last week.
So Artie did it.
Right.
Then our second big was Chris.
Chris
so
Rock?
So once we had Chris Rock, Artie and Chris.
Right.
Then we have, now we have credit. Okay. Now we can start getting fucking people.
You're naming the last two people who paid my rent, too.
Yeah, so okay.
Yeah, it's a small list.
So then all of a sudden, people started coming in, you know.
Okay.
We're going out to L.A., we're doing Sarah and Wanda, Lisa Lampanelli. We're doing fucking Dane Cook at the time, who was on fire.
So Sarah Silverman, Wanda Sykes, Lisa Lampanelli.
Dane
Cook.
You know, and then we're doing, you know, so we're talking about it. Doug Stanhope. And
Doug, love Doug. Doug.
So now we're talking about Hitchens, and throughout the movie, we're trying to get Hitchens in the movie.
Right.
And, you know, we even passed on people. We passed on Whitney Cummings. She didn't have any heat when we were filming.
Oh, how dare you? And now you want to stab yourself in the face.
Yeah, because you're going. But
that was a while. I remember when you were filming. That was a long time ago.
Well, we were filming like 5 years ago.
I was about to ask if you knew whether or not he was dead. Like,
who?
Christopher Hitchens.
Well, he didn't die. What happened was he died.
Mm-hmm.
And in the film, you know, we make. I'm going, holy fuck.
News of this movie killed him.
No, I'm going, oh, fuck, what are we going to do? Hitchens is dead.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, Adam Carolla comes along and says, women aren't funny. The New York Times ran it. And then everybody's tweeting. And Adam Carolla came on. We put him in the movie.
Okay.
What did he say?
He said, look, I mean, basically, they put him on the spot. Are women funny? And he said, as a comic, you got to give an answer.
Right.
Yes or no. You can't go in the middle or else you're not. And he gave some dumb answer that they blew out of proportion, you know, like the paper always does or bloggers do or whatever. And it just, it tied in perfect with the movie. Yeah. This fucking movie is so funny.
Does Adam Carolla believe that women aren't funny?
I don't remember.
I'll tell you,
in the beginning, Patrice goes, they're not, they stay, right?
Yeah.
But at the end, like Patrice, right off the bat, they're not funny. Yeah. Gay guys, not funny. The gay guys go, woo! That's what Patrice, that's right. There's Patrice going, this is what gay guys do, woo!
hey, Bonnie.
Come here, share a mic with me. And so, but then Patrice at the end of the movie is naming off funny comics.
Right, right.
Females. Right, right, Tomlin.
Right. Of course, he knew female, you know, right, right.
And funny's funny. Bonnie, I got a question for you. Tell the truth. Would you ever do comedy naked?
The naked comedy show.
You've known me for how long? When have you ever seen me naked? It doesn't happen.
But it sounds like a good idea, though, right?
I have to give myself Rohypnol.
Just to take shit off?
Yeah.
That's a comedy show. You do your set, and then you're naked. That's the
fun. And some of the audience, too. Some of the audience. This is a show they have at the Creek in the Cave, an actual show.
Well, I mean, I would do it because no one would show up. But I... No, I mean, that's like, doing stand-up is already, fraught with anxiety.
Well, don't you have to add another layer to it? Or else, God forbid,
yes,
shorten your setups?
A cardigan.
Man.
Explain more about the movie to them.
Yeah, we were talking about the movie. Yeah.
Well, it's 87 minutes.
I heard y'all killed the dude. Y'all killed the kid, the dude who wrote the first article.
Who's it?
What? Who's the guy?
Chris Hitchens.
Hitchens. Killed Hitch is what
he
said.
Killed Hitch.
Oh, we did.
I heard he got word of the movie and killed him.
He had throat cancer, probably from eating pussy.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Guess what?
Yeah, we're all doomed.
No, he Hitchens. People seem to think that I was like doing some kind of like, why I'll get this guy, but
right.
It's not true. I love Hitchens, right. And I didn't really even take offense to that article.
Right.
I mean, why do people?
Well,
care
I don't think people read
have?
It. I think people just read the title of it because it's like a grabber, and then
right.
Not the
well,
rest
he's
of the
right.
fucking
that's
thing.
What he does. He pushes buttons.
That's
you
what
know?
He's supposed to do.
And he made fun of Mother Teresa. I
who,
mean,
why shouldn't
on.
You?
Yeah, woo.
Yeah, but I love they trash Mother Teresa. Holy shit, do Catholics annoy me when they're into it. Not like a general Catholic.
Right, but when they really... The but anybody kind, who's really into anything is
the
like...
The beauty of being Catholic is you don't have to do none of it. That's like the best part of it. So when people actually do it, I'm like, are you fucking crazy? That's like... It's like being a Mormon or something.
You have things to do when you're Catholic. You do have things
There's
to do.
There's a lot of standing, random kneeling.
Yeah, but you, how many Catholics do you know who don't do any of the shit? And they're like, I'm Catholic.
I went to Catholic high school. I didn't do none of it. Well, yeah. In high school we did, just to, you know...
Same with Jews, am I right? Yeah. they get tattoos and whatnot.
Yeah, they just full.
Still call themselves Jews.
Jews.
Unacceptable.
I mean, they eat bacon.
I don't.
Stop it.
You have, though, right? You
back
have,
in
the, what about shellfish?
You back in
shellfish.
The day when you were Christian? You've always been a Jew, nigga.
You've always been a Jew, nigga.
That's the name of my first album.
Yes, I have. And you can tell by when I get money, I just start spending it.
Yeah, fucking Karen used to tell me because her parents, you know, don't approve. They're like 7 years now. And they fucking...
They don't approve of your relationship with Karen.
Yeah, and not because I'm not a Jew.
Don't blame it
on religion. None of us do.
No, listen.
Yeah, none of us
that's what. There's plenty of good reasons not to approve, but they're never going to get to know what they are because they're fucking bigots.
Oh.
So fucking...
Well, it's this kind of talk that makes it awkward at Thanksgiving.
Do Jews do that? So they fucking... she explained to me like if I converted how it worked... Like I would have to follow all the Jew rules, you know?
Rules.
Yeah, like I'd have to stop eating all... And she's eating bacon while she's telling me what I would have to fucking do.
That's hilarious. It's kind of like when people become U.S. citizens and they got to like, you better learn all the presidents. It's like, we don't know all the presidents.
No one knows that, yeah.
Yeah,
but it's like, nah, you better learn it, man. You want to be one of us.
Is that, are her parents like, are they really observant like of all the rules?
They
or?
Are now. Like they got old and religious.
Old people, years, when you get older, that's when you're like, okay, I'm going to see God in about six months. I better.
So important.
Get would have changed my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad's being indoctrinated with Fox News right now. Once he retired.
Rich just, likes just, a nice Fox News. What's the matter with
good.
Fox News?
I'm on Fox
Let's
all
start
the time.
Some shit.
Well, you know what? Okay.
Love
here,
Fox.
I'm first of all in the middle when it comes to pretty much, you know, politics.
Right.
You know, gay marriage, of course. Abortion, none of my fucking business.
Okay, okay. Good.
It's not, you know, unless I'm the, you know, if it's my wife, then maybe I do have maybe 15% of decision.
Yeah, you don't got none of the decision.
None. It's
none.
Not my
you
body.
None. You got none of the decision.
Okay.
Just stay out of it. You ain't got it.
You know, it depends. I just think when it comes to left and right, I think the left is too politically correct and it's going to hurt comics more than the right. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to
freedom of speech and I think the left.
But how do you think did they hurt us so far?
Well, look at like people like Imus who makes a joke,
right,
and no one stands up and he gets fired.
Imus ain't a comic.
If they can go after a radio host, look at Daniel Tosh. He has to apologize. Look at fucking Tracy. Everybody has to apologize, and it's the left that's coming after.
No, I mean, that's sponsors. No. That's sponsors making
it. Even Janine Garofalo and Mark Maron, when they were able to create their own audience on Air America, sort of complained about the hypersensitivity of hyper-liberal audiences.
Right.
I mean, that's,
they suck.
That feels,
they're way worse. First of all, when Bush was in office, that's when the right-wingers were, that's when the Dixie Chicks, when that shit happened. And then when a Democrat's in office, it goes the other way. And then it's Dice has to cry on TV. happens every time one of them, I didn't vote for fucking Romney, but I forgot that it always sucks for comedy. Because they're trained little, they all the same language too, these fucking blogger cunts.
Yeah.
The same three words, narrative, fucking disempower. They got three words they all use that are they're religious terms.
I bet cunt isn't one of them.
Well, and here's the thing too, when Tosh did the rape joke, here's the thing with bloggers too, and what's wrong with the internet. The internet, the problem with the internet is it gives people a platform that shouldn't have a fucking platform. Bloggers will go after anybody to get hits before even doing any research. Mm-hmm. There was one lady blogger, I forget who it was, pretty famous, and she's trashing Daniel Tosh's rape joke, but gave Louis C.K. a pass on his because he's Louis. But you can't. What do you mean? No, what I'm saying, if you trash one, if you're against rape jokes, then you got to be against it across the board.
Listen, boss, we all wish this lady with this blog got raped. We all wish.
No,
but what I'm saying is, who gives a fuck?
No, you're right. You're right, who gives a fuck? But you're not in the position where you have to apologize.
But here's, right, so the only reason they really apologize is because the sponsors.
It's because of money.
TV. Right.
There's
it ain't
a little,
got nothing to do with politics.
No, it does.
They
does.
Have a little tattletale
like
system.
They don't have nothing to do with voting.
I had
politics.
Someone try to do it with me where they try to get me fired. They know their little fucking things. We're going to get them fired, and that's their idea.
Right, but that has
time.
Nothing to do with who's in office.
Yeah, it does. They feel empowered.
Yes.
No, as a guy who never votes Republican.
I'm not saying it's Obama's fault. I'm saying the left is more politically correct than the right.
So,
that's all.
So you think if Bush was in office right now, Tosh wouldn't have to apologize for a rape joke?
Absolutely.
Yes. Somebody else. Yes, but the left would But the left would go after him before the right to make that apology. That's what I'm saying. It had nothing to do with the president. Which, if you want to get into that fucking disaster,
listen,
we can.
Whatever side
it's
feels
be
like
no
they're in
decisions
charge.
Made. That's a woman decision, and somebody's going to be like this. Oh, that's the right answering because no women are on the right. They think. So no woman to sit, you know what I'm saying, is this is a rape issue. Nothing.
No, I'm literally having a hard time.
If somebody, somebody's going to come, okay, listen. If somebody's going to come down on a rape joke,
I don't like the way you're talking.
The chances are 80% of those people are women. Right?
Okay. How about with Tracy?
Is that correct?
How about with Tracy?
Sure.
With the
do you
game?
Understand so far?
Yes. Sure. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
So whenever in history,
you're getting heated.
So
Mr.
Whenever in history,
as soon as a black man starts yelling, I leave.
Wait, go ahead. When in history, what? Go ahead.
When is it 80% of a woman's issue that anybody says, oh, that's the right reacting? Coming down on it.
The right or the left reacting?
You're talking apologizing.
Okay.
I don't.
Feminine experience. But that's for the right. Okay, how
so
about?
So you're always going to say the left. If it's a rape joke and somebody's coming down on it, you always going to assume it's the left coming down on it.
What about
not
Tracy?
Women. It's women on both sides.
What about Tracy?
It's women on both sides getting rape
but
jokes.
There's a specific, there's a specific group.
Get it?
Online of a specific political persuasion that all they do is focus on rape shit. That's all they focus on, and they're waiting to jump on that.
Wait a second.
I don't think it's fair to characterize the left as being the only people that
are
crazy on the internet. I mean, you look at the right. The right's got
I got a perfect example.
Well.
Somebody who we all know
who said that
made a joke at Fox and they heard him in his head. One of the audio people, a woman, got pissed off at the joke he made. It was kind of rapey.
Yeah.
And he got banned from Fox.
What?
Who?
And this, so what does that have to do with anybody on the left?
No, no. What
this
I'm
is that
saying,
Fox. You know
right.
What I'm talking
that's
about.
Not what he's that's not what he's talking about. I'll ask you later.
That's not what he's talking about.
Well, I don't want to say it on the
thing. I already knew. That's not what he's saying.
And that's
though.
Ed Fox.
Okay, Sherrod, that's not what he's saying. The thing of having like a movement together of bloggers, like what I had a whole network of them.
Right.
Fucking like, and then they listed all my crimes. Like he defended Paula
that.
Deen.
Yes.
He saw like, and they wrote an article, the disturbing online trail. That shit, that is t-shirt. Lefties do that shit. That's not a fucking that. What you're talking about is a different thing, and it's not. You don't. I'm not disagreeing with you about that.
Okay.
But that concentrated working it, work together.
Yeah.
Cancel Colbert. That's a fucking lefty idea to do that.
But a lot of this is church idea. A lot of these people. Let's hear me
that's
out.
Right.
It's church, and they're not left. That's right.
But
that fucking church mass. It's all church.
Listen,
that's right.
It's
that's right. And they go after that. They'll go after you too.
But when Bush was in office, those people felt like they were in control.
But
so like when cop killer came out,
bigger fish to fry.
You know what I mean? Or like that's when those things that you those are the big public outcries. It's somebody feels more empowered when their guy's in. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It happens with every president.
So which way does gay marriage go?
That goes to the left.
But gay marriage, what do you mean?
Oh,
far,
you mean trashing?
Trashing.
Oh, no. No, look, when Tracy did the gay joke.
I've done a few things.
The left came at him. The left came. Well, look, when Imus did that joke about nappy hair, whatever, he remember.
That
he
was a gay dude who came after Tracy.
How about that guy that had to quit? Yeah. Wait, that guy that had to resign from, I don't even remember what it was, Amazon or something? He had to leave because he voted for Prop 8 when it came out.
No, come on.
Yeah, that just happened to somebody.
Oh,
in fact, I even read lefties saying, like, come on, guys, let's calm down a little bit.
But I think, Kurt, if you really look for it, you can find lefties and righties saying the same shit.
Of course you can.
Yeah, because
I don't put it on one side.
I'm not either. Listen, I am not. I'm not even arguing that.
Right? Okay. Not lefties and righties.
And they all have their little pet issues. And you're right. Those blogger chicks are the equivalent of me to church people.
No, it's just
they're the same, like, heavy metal is the devil. They're the same fucking thing, but they do it with, like...
Rabid ideologues are insufferable. Like, just period. Yeah. People that think that they're right and think that they're so right that they ought to band together to make some sort of action happen in order to make the world a better place. That's activism, that's religion, that's, like, whatever it is. And it doesn't matter what political side you're on or what century you're in. It's always the same. And it's age
what about people who put together a naked show? What about those people?
We're expanding our mind.
I just think like people, I don't know where that people got the idea that they should get to go through life without ever being offended.
Right.
I mean, that should just be like, that's part of life, like getting a parking ticket. You just factor it in. You're going to be offended. And then, you know. Like,
you should feel safe at all times.
I think it comes laced with this moral superiority of, like, if you're not actively working to make the world a better place, whatever that means to you, then you're failing your community in some way. And, like, so for
Welcome
younger people that think they're fighting. Right. They think they're fighting sexism. They think they're fighting racism.
As a white
person,
I don't relate to that.
It's wrong-minded thinking. But I think that I think they really do think that by calling somebody out on their public perceived sexism or racism that they're somehow making the world a better place. I think they're wrong, but right. I think that's where it comes from. And that's
you're saying they're assholes with a heart of gold.
Yeah, and I also think that a lot of them are young. Like a lot of these bloggers are like age-appropriate black and white thinking.
Here's an example. Yeah. This is
they haven't lived
thing.
In a Hasidic community yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't know.
To know
what, what's that that all about that bass song? Do you know that song?
Yes, I love that song.
All right, so here's a whole fucking article.
The little chubby white girl who sings it?
Yeah, it's...
I like her.
It's anti-feminist because... She says skinny bitches, so that means some body types aren't okay. So that's her first fucking wrong
thing. She needs to stop. A fat girl can call a skinny bitch, but a skinny bitch can't call a fat bitch. Everybody knows that.
It's so wrong.
Well, look at that fat newscaster that everybody was like gushing over because some guy trashed her. And said,
oh, yeah, trashed on TV.
Lose
yeah.
some fucking weight. And you know what? If you go after somebody, if that person who's overweight's on TV and you, but if that person was sitting on TV
right.
drinking vodka out of a bottle or snorting coke, it'd be okay to go after them.
Right.
But food is just as much of an addiction and will kill you like that. So once you go after someone who's overweight, oh, you can't do that, but you can go after the coke addict. Well why?
Where that is a little weird. You can't call anybody fat, but we're all too fat.
What do you mean that's ridiculous?
Yeah. It's a ridiculous argument. No, it isn't. Equate being fat with like an alcoholic on the air.
No, it's an addiction though, Bonnie.
I get that it's an addiction, but so is chewing your nails. What do you mean? There are different kinds of addictions.
What do you think kills people more, obesity or alcoholism? I rest my case.
This is the thing from that song. All About That Bass reinforces the idea that being desired by a man is crucial to a woman's self-worth.
She knows how to shake it.
Yeah.
She still knows how to...
Is it not crucial to a woman's self-worth to be desired by a man?
I don't understand why anybody cares about any of it.
Like, yeah, I don't either. But
I don't know why they put
old,
in the weight of the world on this girl's lyrics.
Because you have to train the young. They all think they're school teachers. That's why.
It's like this ain't PBS.
I gotta run, Bonnie. Plug the movie. Women Aren't Funny. Wait, I gotta run down because I'm meeting somebody downstairs.
That sounds like a drug in action.
I gotta meet somebody down. Here's the deal.
He's bringing me some pie. Yeah, I have an addiction.
Here's the deal. You might think I'm crazy.
Shame for it.
You might think I'm crazy, but I'm not wrong when it comes to that. And here's the difference.
I don't think you're wrong. I think it is a drug.
Here's the difference between the left and the right. At least the right, you know, doesn't like you. The left pretends they like you. And really, how many? You know the deal.
You could
spot a phony.
I know gangs when I see them, man. Left, right, gangs.
There's fucking
Blood Crips.
There's more phoniness to me from you know.
I wish you could play music behind this.
I believe the children are the future.
I gotta go downstairs and get
and let them lead.
I gotta go get undressed. I got a spot, so I'm gonna go get undressed and get ready.
They should combine the naked show and the In the Dark show.
Yeah. Yes. I was just thinking that.
And then the abortion show a week later.
Oh,
because you're gonna need it.
Thank you. Women Aren't Funny on iTunes. Are you
iTunes,
staying?
Yes,
leave?
Gotcha.
I'm gonna stay, I guess.
Yeah.
iTunes.
If they want me.
Hey, thanks, Voss. Rich Voss is leaving the building. So you like this girl's the song, Kurt? Or what are you saying? You don't.
It's just like, why is there even an article being made dissecting a fucking pop song?
Because young girls are singing it, and their mothers are listening to it and saying, what's that song? And then they look up the lyrics, and then somebody's like, oh, I can't have my...
You know,
remember Short People?
Ugh. Yeah.
The stir that caused.
Did it cause...
Because that's what 19-year-olds are doing. Like, I wrote a 4-page... Jesus.
Did it cause a thing? Maybe
the
it did,
stir
right?
That...
I think it did, though. I think
you're
right.
Short people were so angry, man.
How dare they?
Tom Cruise never got over that.
Oh, man.
What were you saying, Caitlin?
And like, you know, for the same reason that 19-year-olds are assigned to write 4 or 5-page papers dissecting a 16-line poem. Like, it's what we're trained to do is, like, overthink about this and then have a strong opinion about it. Like, I guarantee, like, this blogger is under the age of 25, right?
Yeah, well, you
just
are...
Just exercising Caitlin's her literary good, muscles for...
Caitlin
whatever.
Is a product of that, so she knows these fucking
a product of what you talking about?
I mean, I was academic.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah, I was an ideologue and you know an activist. That was my first
I'm not
job.
Sure I know what an ideologue is.
Whenever being an activist is your
either,
first job, you're wrong for doing it.
Right? Yeah. So like,
sounds cool on a t-shirt.
It was awesome, and I still buy into a lot of it, but I was in a cult basically for a long time. That's what it
for
felt
real?
Like.
Oh.
No, it's like not like Kurt's cult, but like
I feel like you're just not telling it to me straight.
I worked for a progressive political consulting.
A lot of preamble to this story.
I ran field campaigns. So you know the people that stand on the street, they're like, "Hey, do you have a minute for blah?"
Yeah,
I was their boss in 12 cities.
Oh, and she was like 18. So this is a dead wrong kind of situation.
Like, yeah.
She's bossing around black dudes too, like veterans.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like that. Okay.
Bonnie.
No, thank you.
Yeah, she was bossing around black veterans in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And these racist bastards was
were arresting them.
Arresting them.
And
because they're trying to get people to vote.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And this is like recently.
Yeah, this was 2010. And it was
first... Martin Luther King days.
And I was so consumed with the way things should be proceeding that I like could not, like just psychologically could not address what was happening. So my employees are like coming to me and they're like, we're being harassed by the police. Like, the arrest record, like, it's an expensive problem.
Shut up.
Like,
get out there.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about
I'm like,
it.
I'm like, that shouldn't be happening. Your First Amendment rights are protected. We'll simply blah, 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 blah. And it just
that was the reality of the streets.
Yeah.
That ain't the streets, baby.
Mm-hmm. Where was this?
This is Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. No racer. Racer. No more racist place in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania got its Pennsylvania.
I think it's like the most Nazis or something in a per square mile is Pennsylvania.
It might be Klan too.
I had a show in Maryland, and the thing the booker felt the need to say right before I went up was like, "Hey, just a heads up. This town has 3 active Klan chapters.
Yeah,
have fun.
A lot of Klan in PA. You think it's all Philadelphia and cheesesteaks, motherfucking no.
You know, they just think folks should stay with their own kind. I don't see why it has to be.
I know, like.
I'm sorry. I guess standing up for the white race is now.
Well, I'm
a
racist because I want you to be with your people.
That's right.
Hey, sorry if I don't want the genocide of my people,
Kurt.
Through miscegenation,
your genetics are so muddled. Your own people is you and your.
And I want to prevent that in the future.
You're German, aren't you?
I'm German Italian.
Only him and his sister is the same people.
You got a German for.
And sensibility.
I don't know Kurt that well.
Well, he's like a little Asperger-y, which is like
Asperger-y.
Yeah. I never know if Kurt really like. No, I don't want to say likes because I don't want it to
go ahead
be a guy girl thing. But I never quite know if we're good.
Wow. That's Kurt.
Sound like my mom, my sister.
Like, can we go to sleep?
I don't mind that.
Why would you say that? Why on earth would you think that?
Today, when you waved at me and when I was sitting in the car, I was literally shocked.
He's just really awkward. Why? He's awkward socially. He's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mother and they will be like, can we go to sleep and you not kill us in our sleep? Or are you happy? We don't know.
Well, I guess
what emotion is this?
Yeah, we've never had eye contact.
Yeah.
Really?
Not, there we go.
Is that true?
That's how you are, you psychopath.
And you hyper-focus on shit to the
like
exclusion
people.
Of a basic
I don't like people knowing
anxieties.
Me and looking at me.
Not, yeah.
I want people
why
to know
won't
about
you
me.
Look in my eyes?
I will if you
oh,
want.
Man.
You know what? You know who made me do that with her? Tig Notaro made me sit and stare into her eyes.
You know what I did?
Her cold dead shark lesbian eyes.
One time,
she sounds like someone who'd do the naked show.
We were joking around about if she was a good kisser or not, and I was like, "I'll be the judge of that." And so we went off to the side at the improv. And
okay.
She said, I gave her 2 minutes, and then I was like, gross.
Wow, really?
Wait.
I did it as a joke.
Wait.
I knew that's what my response
was
going
to be. Yeah, my hard-on is a joke, too, right now.
And,
I want her to do this thing. I want to take her home to my mom.
She was a good kid. Let me just say, she was a good kisser, but I didn't know I was really going to hurt her feelings with a joke. I thought it was going to be funny.
Oh, and you crushed her with it?
I did upset
you
her.
You sound like me after I make up with girls.
Aww. She thought she made a score.
Girls. She sounds like a female Joe DeRosa.
they're so alike.
I like how you brought her right up and then crushed her.
I know.
Bonnie is evil, yo.
I want to bring her home to my mom. I want to film it. Like, I tell my mom I left Karen. And this is my new girl, uh-huh. Okay, right. And like really make out hard to me. Like, not. I just want to see what my mom says. Like,
who is this Tig?
You know Tig?
Yeah.
She's the right frame of show.
Funny.
She's on a bunch of shit.
Oh, yes, I know.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Double mastectomy. Okay.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they do with it? Do you?
You know, when you get your breasts removed, you know, that process, it included in the cost is breast implants, which I asked if I could get.
No, I'm saying what happened to the titties they took off?
Them.
I want the titties they took off. Like, what can you?
Yeah, what do they do with the old titties?
Like a stress ball.
Yeah, they make soap. Yeah.
Doing them stress ball things. When
I don't, you know, I'm going to alert some bloggers to this.
Let them know.
This is really insensitive stuff.
Give a fuck about a blogger?
Stuff.
I kick a blogger's ass.
My aunt's friend had a double mastectomy, and she also opted to not do the breast implants. Instead, she did a chest, like, full chest tattoo and, like, would just wear open shirts and, like,
walked
around.
Oh, my God, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, but she
was
just.
It's aggressive.
Yeah.
It is.
It was pretty cool. It was beautiful. Yeah. But, yeah, and then she died.
She died anyway?
That happened to my friend, this girl.
Yeah,
it
was too aggressive.
The tattoo?
No, the cancer.
I just thought of something. If I die, maybe I'll do open casket and go nude.
Yeah. Nude open casket.
Just nude
open
casket.
Awesome.
That's dope.
Just finally come to grips with it.
Yes, finally do that naked Creek in the Cave show in your casket.
Like Creek in the Cave viewing.
October 17th, guys. Come on out. It's going to be awesome.
Oh. Well, anyway, yeah, Bonnie, I'm just high most of the time. That's really what it is.
This is crazy. Don't let him try to hide behind weed, nigga. I'm high. Yeah. I'm just as high as he is.
But you and I, we always get along.
Always get along. Right? Always make eye contact.
I don't remember not getting along with you, though. I don't remember ever not getting along with you. I swear to God.
We always get along, but it's. I always feel like I have to do a little bit more work than I normally would like to do.
Yes.
You know, like Dan Soder, he's right there like a pup. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He's like a big dumb fucking your leg snuffle and, up against.
Yeah.
What's that, Dan?
Whose is this?
He's a little standoffish, I think.
Yours or Rich's? Go for it. Yeah.
He's a little standoffish, Kurt, sometime.
Well, a lot of times I think I have AIDS.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of things. That's true.
Is it something you think about a lot?
No. Well, not now. I'm tested.
Break him down.
Yeah.
Break the nigga down. Yeah.
But I
wonder. You probably have something.
He needs a good cry.
Figure out what it is.
He needs a good cry.
I have HPV.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck.
It's in his bones.
No test for dudes for that.
Yeah.
Maybe ALS. Is that,
definitely.
Is that restless
Did
leg syndrome?
Did you get the video I sent you?
Is that what they're doing, all those fucking ice bucket?
Did you get the video that I sent you, the ice bucket challenge?
Yeah, though? I thought it was Karen in the video.
Do you know what they? Do you know they found out though that
what
the ice bucket challenge causes ALS?
Yeah.
So
I believe it.
The guy
Cruel
drowned.
Irony.
You know that? What? I'm not making that up. The guy that invented that drowned.
Yeah.
He drowned doing the ice bucket challenge?
No. That would
some
be.
Other.
Not doing that, but it was an icy stream.
I don't know where it was. Yeah, no, what happened?
He died. I'm gonna.
You don't
right
fuck
now.
With God. That's what happens.
God's, yeah.
Right. God wants you to die of ALS. He will make it happen.
Just ain't no that bucket going to stop him.
I don't even know if you can die from ALS. I don't know what it is.
It's Lou Gehrig's disease.
It's a really...
It's hot right now.
Heartbreaking.
Apparently, it's good to get because he was like, "Today, I consider myself the luckiest man in the world." In that speech,
no, the only happy people. Have you noticed that? The only happy people in the world seem to like have missing limbs. Did you notice that? Yeah, it's like you have
some nothing real fixes your attitude.
Yeah. It's just circulation. It's less blood to circulate around in your body.
You know what?
Your heart gets stronger because it's less body that he has to pump blood through.
Yeah, he just.
So you automatically pump up.
Right. Then you go through real trauma. It's hard to care about.
They
imaginary
have to brush
bullshit.
My teeth with my nape. But super happy.
I know a link.
Yeah, hold on. I'm gonna find this founder. I swear to God, I didn't make up that he died
from drowning in the lake or something.
I hope.
Well, let me just say this: Lou Gehrig's disease is a very serious disease that I would wish on very few people.
Okay,
so,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not even
Hitler. I would put Hitler on that list, right? Okay. That wasn't really a... You really
he drowned.
I just think Hitler gets such shit on so much.
He drowned in a
pool. Hasn't he been through enough?
No.
He lost, okay?
Would you do the ice bucket challenge? Would you do those things? Any of this shit?
No.
Well, the one
best week me
thing
it,
that's
but not me.
Positive is that you would get to have your video on Facebook, which I think would be fun. I would enjoy that.
Yeah, it's
it raised a lot of money though, right? How much money? Yeah. 80 million or some shit?
Just like
no, but apparently, you know, all those people did the ice bucket challenge, but
nobody gave.
I mean, like they I don't know. I can't remember, but it was like a thing on like Red Eye. That's where I get all my news.
That was all ice buckets.
If you dump it on yourself, you don't have to pay.
Yes,
that's
right. So everyone was like, so the people that are dumping on themselves, you can be like, what a fucking asshole.
I would rather dump water
also,
on my head.
Also, if you get the cold water, you don't have to pay it. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, it's insane. So why are these... I don't understand. Why don't we just pay the money?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't get how it works.
No, that's what you're supposed to either pay or you get ice dumped
on
your head. And people somehow thought putting a video of themselves up was better than...
Not...
No, I mean,
you know, it's like I call it a naked comedy show. It's one of those things that I'm not gonna, I just don't get.
Yeah,
don't make no sense.
It's a subculture, subculture of people. They like what they like, man. They like what they like. Well, at least it raised money, huh? That's positive.
It raised awareness
and also real money.
Yes, Lou Gehrig, man. God bless you, Lou.
Did you ever run for anything?
Can you believe, though, that he invented a disease? It's disgusting.
I mean, his parents must be proud.
What a gross person.
He said, what, you want to make a cure? No, nigga, the disease.
Yeah, you know,
I'm
going to
do the disease.
There's so
much
good. He could have done so much good with that baseball money, and then instead he chooses to unleash the ice bucket challenge.
He's really like Lex Luthor or somebody who just brought a dangerous disease that kills people.
He just wanted it to kill Germans, but you know how these things go. You get it out into the
it
world.
It was a simple disease to sterilize blacks, and it got out of
hand. It had nothing to do with blacks. It was Germans, then the Red Sox, and then it got out of hand.
Yeah, why'd you change it to blacks?
Yeah, he's always trying to go for the cheap little...
it's a racial show. We haven't had one racial thing.
Well, guess what? German is a race.
You son of a bitch.
They said so themselves many times.
The German race?
We would have been the number one race if it weren't for that goddamn Jesse Owens.
Running his way to freedom.
You know what is, like, I was watching tennis the other day, and it's like, blacks are just fucking good at everything.
Not everything.
Yeah.
They just didn't tennis before. Now.
We did try tennis before. They wouldn't let us play.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean.
They were trying it, and they said, get out of here.
But that's why the white man said, get out of here.
Look what they did to Arthur Ashe. They gave him AIDS to get him out the way. Yeah, the white man's the devil.
Is that Billy Burr's joke about... all those movies, those sports movies about sports in the 60s, remember the first black guy played? Like they had no idea black people would be good.
Yeah,
black man playing basketball.
ridiculous. They're 6'5", rippling with muscles. So, like, I had no idea.
It's funny how they even, like, even with Jackie Robinson, they try to act like Jackie Robinson was the first black man, not to play baseball, but the first nigga to figure it out. Right. Like, oh, well, the ball for the glove?
I don't know enough about baseball.
It's an intellectual sport.
Oh!
I've been told it's a very...
Like, they all wanted to play, but he's the first one that said, oh, swing the bat.
It is?
What's that?
Like more is that the excuse for how boring it is? There's like more going on there than I'm picking up on.
Yeah, yeah. You got to know about the pitches and stuff.
What's the pitch count?
A lot of time the blacks would run the wrong way.
They would eat the ball. Can you believe it? My kids are here. Oh, God. You happy now, Kurt? You got your race stuff?
Well, it's just a show called Race Wars.
Shut up,
Megan. Right.
That's a distraction from dummies who write blogs from listening.
Well, you know, all the fucking, all the shit that's racial now, I'm like sick of talking about.
It's so much, right?
You guys don't want to talk about the federal investigation?
Ferguson sucks. Federal investigation to what?
Go ahead, Kay. You got the facts.
You guys don't want to talk about
that? Yeah, I won't even watch CBS. It's a Ferguson.
I've been without my phone for a couple of days. So they're doing a civil rights investigation.
Right, federal investigation.
In Ferguson. That's pretty exciting.
Like Mississippi Burning? Like
basically,
the film?
Yeah, kinda. Just like that.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah. Of course.
No, but it's
it's pretty great.
I mean, if you really want to see...
She won't watch anything with black people in it. Yeah,
if you're interested, in seeing the older brother from Family Matters really act...
Okay.
Because he's in Mississippi Burning. He plays a little kid. Remember the little black kid in the movie?
Yeah, that's him, isn't it?
That's the brother from Family Matters.
Oh, shit.
The fake Theo. Call him Fake Theo.
Fake You know Theo. Schindler?
Yes, friend of mine.
From Schindler's List. What product did they make?
They made
made Fanta.
Because I feel like it went out of business. I mean, when's the last time you heard of Schindler?
Yeah, no. Not a long time.
Isn't that...
I think I had a big wheel from
there. Nobody brings that up. Hey, maybe don't hire Jews.
They're not good on an assembly line, apparently.
Hey, so I forgot about this. This is something Caitlin messaged me a long time ago.
Are you kidding? Oh, God. What is this?
It's... hold on. So, wait.
I thought you were talking just my random anxiety texts that you get.
No.
Send them through. That.
This is, Paula Deen's pastor.
Okay. Audio?
Yeah, there's audio. He made a rap song for all the niggas out there. So just check it out. It's called Jesus Is My Nigga.
Is this a real thing?
Yes.
It sounds like it wouldn't be.
From Paula Deen's pastor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this a real thing?
He means the
best. I hope so.
Okay.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
I like it.
Is this a joke? Because if it's done brilliantly.
No, I like this dude.
It's like
I like him. Look at him.
He's a life changer, miracle arranger, born to the virgin mom in a manger, water to wine, he's a
lyrics
exchanger, and he died for your sins.
Uh-huh.
I preach the word, that's my gig, and I rhyme better than Notorious Big. All the other MCs, I wish them well, but if you live in sin, you burn in hell.
Oh, that nigga took it there, yo!
You hype him.
Now I'ma pass the mic to my lovely wife. She's a fly MC and the light of my life. So bust the rhyme without further ado. Take it away, Mary Sue.
Mary Sue!
Jesus Christ is my nigga. He's the son of the original
Bonnie's going on.
And he was sent to Earth to elucidate the way that we should be.
I got some question for Bonnie.
If another MC says, you're a freak, you're a lame butt rapper and your rhymes are weak, I don't get mad and I don't critique. I forgive him and turn the other cheek.
Oh,
I don't
booty
blaspheme
shot.
And I don't brag, I don't cuss. And my pants don't sag. Uh-huh. I do exude a little Christian swag. Bobbin. And I'm proud to be an American.
Jesus Christ is a nigga.
I really thought fag was coming in there.
Let his light shine through ya. Let his love pop a cap in your butt and say hallelujah.
Oh my goodness Christ.
Jesus Christ is a nigga. He's a homie MC, JC, you see. He's an honest, caring, peace-loving nigga like me.
I love it.
If you do drugs and you think you're cool, you need to come to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can. Stand up tall, you're a Christian man.
Yeah.
Word up.
Word up, son.
I'm freestyling.
Hit me.
Where's the freestyle?
That was a good song, man.
I know. Well, you probably reached a lot of people.
I mean, it was trying to bring people together. It wasn't diversive. Like, it wasn't trying to tear people apart.
The man taking a risk for well,
he was taking a risk,
community.
But I saw what he was trying to do, and I said I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It was cute. It was cute. I liked it.
That is a beautiful sentiment.
It was gorgeous. I wish that was the pastor of my church.
What? Yeah, so why does Bonnie thinks I don't like her?
Because, Kurt, when you meet people, Kurt, you sometimes... You
can't make eye contact.
You don't make eye contact. You're jittery. Sometimes you got brow sweat.
Real.
Yeah, you look like you're in a real hurry to do anything else.
Yeah.
I am. I feel like I am.
You got younger tail disease.
What's that? Oh.
And it's awkward. He's like the reluctant prom king, like queen or king or whatever. Like he won the prom king contest and didn't want to, so he's got the crown on sideways and he's smoking and he's got a full beard and he's supposed to be 17. That's a, he's reluctant, but hey, congratulations.
That old chestnut.
Oh man, he's putting his cigs out on a fucking prom queen's dress.
Did you go to prom?
Yeah, I went to prom.
And
goddamn right.
Did you have sex at your prom?
Of course I did. I went with my girlfriend at the time. Aww. God, yeah, she was great. She's a good girl. She lives in Vegas now. She's a teacher up of something in Henderson. But yeah, we went to the prom. We had the limo, had sparkling cider, nigga.
Yeah.
And had condoms.
Did you do that? Did you fuck at your prom?
No.
No, would you do for
why?
Prom?
Did you
not
go?
Either time. I went twice. I went my freshman year.
And you ain't put out either
year.
Time?
It was more complicated than that. My freshman year, I wanted my then senior boyfriend to take me to prom. What I said was, I want to go to prom. And then he said, I don't believe in prom because I'm about to be a philosophy major. And
that'd
so
get you late.
When somebody
that seems
else
like an
asked
unconnected
me,
thing, too, yeah, by the way. It's a really unconnected.
It's foolish.
When somebody else asked me, we went.
And you just went with that person?
Yeah, we went with that person, but I was in a relationship, so we didn't like kiss or...
That's kind of foul that you went to the prom with somebody else. And
I very specifically said, I would really like for you to take me to prom.
And he said no.
He said no. And so I said, okay, well, I want to go to prom, so I'm going to do that.
See, I would have been like, okay, you can do that, but mm-hmm. I'm going to be home fucking somebody.
And then my senior year, I took this gay guy. It was just a friend of mine. So, yeah. But the weird thing is that I was friends with a lot of older people, so yeah. I hooked up this girl who came to me and said, can I get alcohol for my party? And I said, absolutely. I got her a couple of handles of vodka and was still not invited to that party.
Your prom sound like a fucking Drew Barrymore movie.
I'm sorry.
Pitches.
Yeah, I was not. I was a creepy kid. I was a creepy kid. I still got in trouble for getting that vodka, though, because when her mom asked her whose it was, she threw me under the bus, even though I wasn't there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was a weird
kid. At my
kid.
Prom, I took a girl who was a friend of mine from school, and then I remember we were dancing. I got all boned up. And
right.
I was pretty sure she could feel it, and she didn't give a shit.
She loved it?
Yeah, and then, but, like, I had no idea what to even go from there. Like, I think we just cuddled a lot the rest of the night. And then we all went to Denny's or something. And then someone had taken a giant shit in the men's room and we all looked at it.
You know what? It's nothing better than an uncontrollable boner when you're a teenage boy and a girl feeling it and then pushing up against it.
Yeah.
Because really you're already embarrassed, and then she feels it. You know she feels, and then you're like, oh, shit. And then yeah. She's like, more. It's like, I love women. God damn it. Yeah. Now handle us, you whore. It's a good feeling as a boy. For a boy, that's a good feeling.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's magical.
It's nice to know that you inspired a boner sometimes. It also feels nice.
Yeah. Well, tuxedo pants, man, are very, like, boner rubby kind of pants.
Yeah, they're like Burger King pants.
They're like...
I mean, they're real slacky, you know? You see the niggas with Burger King pants? They're real slacky. Ain't no room for things. It's like a fucking being in like two loose leaf papers. It's like there's no room to move around in there, man. So anything got a heartbeat in your pants, you're going to see the heartbeat.
Are there pockets in tuxedo?
Check this man's pulse.
There have to be pockets.
But the pockets ain't for like your hands to go in. You feel those little fucking stupid slack pockets?
I don't know. I've never worn tuxedo pants.
Yeah, they're awful.
I'm sorry.
Really? Like if like not even ones. For a theme show of tuxedo pants comedy night.
You're right. You're right. That I should have had that in my repertoire.
It's basically comedy.
It's like
all
comedy.
Wear tuxedo pants.
No, I mean it's clear. It's clearly performance art. Like you're right. This isn't comedy. It's something else.
African kings of comedy. Dress like African kings.
That's right.
In tuxedo pants.
Tuxedo pants. Then we sell children's books African on blankets kings of comedy. Outside the place.
Subtitle is this racist?
Who needs children's books? Why are you in the middle of Fulton Street with a blanket full of children's books? How is that?
Hey, I got a line of some children's books.
And that works for you?
I think it does.
It has to.
You know who else it works for? The people, all those Chinese ladies picking up bottles.
Oh, yeah.
There's like 30 of her with the like six carts of bottles.
Yeah. A train. They got a convoy of fucking bottles and carts.
If you wanted to go do that tomorrow, I'll bet you would get your ass kicked by like a gang of
people. Got it. They got a little like fucking network of people who work that side of the town, that side. They bring it together. Yeah, it's the whole business.
I wish the fucking bums on McDougal would do that. Break up the block a little bit.
McDougal Street?
Yeah,
the McDougal. That's a different kind of bum. That's like beatnik bums. They're not like, you know, out trying to make a corporation a bumdom.
One of the saddest things I ever saw in San Francisco is like there are different kinds of homeless people. There are like recent runaways, right. And then there are like normal homeless people.
Right. The runaways are more sexy, right?
I mean, I got hit on by a hot runaway. But then there's that other group that like late 20s, early 30s something, who used to be a runaway and now is just past the point where he can come back. Like he's just lost too much social capital and like the ability to interact with people in a normal way. It's like, oh shit, this started out as a fun experiment and now this is your life. Like, too many drugs and too much time on the street.
Because the world don't stand still. Mm-mm. Nothing stands still for you to figure shit out.
Yep.
Things are always moving.
The world doesn't move to the beat of just one drum.
That's right. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Do you remember that girl that worked at the cellar? That she had I saw her before Karen. She had like dreadlocks, white girl with dreadlocks. She was a waitress. Mm. Well, she sold acid.
She sold acid?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah, and she wasn't here for that long. She sold fucking acid, and. I ended up hooking up with her. I was on acid, and she like kind of like.
I think I remember. I can't see her face, but I remember this.
It was really trippy, and the acid was like fucking. I must have never did acid before. This shit was crazy. Like
it was the real deal, Holyfield.
Yeah, she told me later, like she wanted it back because she told me she gave me the wrong shit and that
potency.
This was like some kind of special shit that supposedly was Ken Kesey batch acid, right?
Ken Kesey.
Yeah, that dipshit Mary Prankster guy. The guy that wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yeah. That was his.
Good fucking book. But he was like, he drove around in a bus on acid. Like a jerk off.
Whatever. That's a good
summer. Oh, yeah. But that's good acid. Tune in, drop out guy.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was Timothy Leary. But whatever. So fucking, so I take this shit. So all her friends are like these gutter punks, they're called. You ever see that?
Right.
Yep.
They're those fucking white kids, and they all
I hung
like,
out with them a couple times.
They're all dreadlocked, and they're all like scabby fucking like turnips that got like so. It looks like God pulled them out of the ground
with their socks.
And they fucking like. So I'm in her. She's staying with a friend, and I'm in this girl's her friend's place.
Right,
which is a nice place with these filthy fucking gutter punk. Right. Just tripping balls.
Dude. Right.
And then, dude, I felt so bad. I left before that girl got what they did in her house.
Was
just
awful.
A bunch of it just so fucked up and just dirty from them just sitting there.
Right.
And like, it looked, dude, it was like,
it was like there
it
was
looked
squatters.
Like the Fear and Loathing at the end where he's got a dinosaur tail on and it's like knee deep in water. Like,
yes. Throughout
the whole fucking thing.
Oh.
And yeah, they're the fucking dumb. And so this one kid, he looked like a hyena, you know? Like, and he's fucking having an imaginary conversation with his dad while we're sitting there. And
oh my God.
And he was with this one chick that was just ugly fucking chick with big fucking glasses.
Right.
I don't know. She's just like classically ugly. Like, if you had a children's storybook of gnomes, you know that kind of illustration? She looked like that face.
Like hairy in all the wrong places.
And she's just big. And so he was cheating on her with this other girl that looked exactly fucking like her, but had dark hair. There was two of them, a blonde one and a dark haired one.
Of the same girl?
So he was fucking around on the blonde. I guess he'd been sleeping under a car and they didn't know where he was.
What?
And then, so the blonde had gone to look for him. So while she's looking for him, he's banging this other one in this girl's house that we're all in. Filthy fucking gutter punks. Oh, dude, it was awful. And then they played their music their friend made.
Oh, my God.
You know, people that only listen to music.
How do you even sit through that kind of nonsense that long?
On acid.
Yeah, drugs have to be involved. Like in a, yeah.
Is that why experimental jazz happened?
I don't know.
Afro gutter punks.
I don't know a lot about jazz, but I do know.
No.
They were fucking. And then they're like, you remember Loki? Like, he died, man. They found him under a bridge. And like that, every one of them that you see, they know somebody named Loki that died under a bridge.
Oh, that's yes.
The future of them is to die under a bridge. They're like trolls. They're like fucking today's trolls. Unfucking real, dude.
How was the sex?
Oh, man.
It was fucking weird, man. I was high as shit.
Yeah.
But we didn't fuck. She like laid on me. And then clamped my hand between her legs, and she kept saying "warm pussy blanket" at me.
Hmm.
It was fucking bizarre.
Maybe that's her Indian name.
Oh, ouch!
All right, dude, that's the title
that's
of the episode.
Show? Yeah.
Warm pussy blanket, and boy, done. All right, thanks.
That race was. We'll see you next time. Peace.